How's everyone doing? You're listening to A Father Heard. This is a show that focuses on faith, family, and wellness. This is your host, Marcus, and I'm glad you have decided to join me on today. It is December 13th, 2021. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Glad that you are here. Had a pretty exciting weekend. Got to celebrate my son's 8th birthday. Got to see a good friend of mine. Shout out to Mr. Cesar F. Barajas. Incredible dude, known him for a long time, and so it was good to see him and his father yesterday and just spend a little time with them. Just a great weekend. It's important for us to take the time to connect with friends. We've had a lot going on, as we've talked about before, and so just be intentional about seeing people. So it was good to see him yesterday and his father. Incredible time with my son and family, just celebrating him. Just celebrating him and all that he is and who he is and who he will become. And I get to play a huge part in his growth and seeing pictures of him from when he was a little tiny baby for the first time to where he is now. I'm just inspired by him. I'm blessed by him. And sometimes I'm challenged by him. And I'm sure as a parent, you may understand that. And with that, when we think about being challenged by our kids sometimes, we often can find ourselves dealing with frustration, right? And we can experience the need to take some deep breaths, the need to walk away, to have some emotional intelligence, to self-regulate, to do all those things because our kids may not be able to do so in the moment, right? And so, earlier this week I had posted something about I self-regulate because it's a way that I love my child, right? But also the way that we can show up in love, like we talked about last week, is to not only self-regulate, but to really think about the words that we choose and to be able to tame our tongue. These are conversations that we've been having with our children because our kids can be quick-witted sometimes and say something and it just has a sting or a burn, right? And maybe it wasn't their intention to do so, but oftentimes it might be their intention to hurt the other person because they're feeling hurt, right? And so if we as parents can learn to tame our tongue, we can do so much to enhance the relationship with our children, with our spouse, with our coworkers, whoever it might be, right? So really slowing down enough to understand that the words that are coming out of my mouth might be harmful, right? Or the words that are coming out of my mouth are words that I choose to bless and to encourage whoever is standing in front of me. And in the Bible, it talks about how we shouldn't have blessings and cursings coming out of the same mouth, right? So sometimes we may say that we love God, we love the Most High, but then we're tearing down the person that's next to us, or the person that we're in relationship with, the person that we don't even know, right? And so it's important for us to really think about the way that we show up with our voice. How are we showing up with our voice? Are we uplifting? Are we building? Or are we tearing down and destroying? And so I wanted to share James chapter 3 with you all this week, just because this kept popping up over and over again for me for about the past week, where this was a common theme that was reoccurring. And as I shared with my kids earlier today when we were driving them to school, is that when things seem to pop up over and over again and there's a current theme, then there's a lesson that needs to be learned in that, right? And it's the Most High speaking to us. And he's letting us know that maybe it's an area that we need to work on or correct or to share with someone, right? And so that's what I'm doing today. Because I know there have been times when my kids have done something and I've had this thought, right? And I may not have released that thought into the atmosphere or let it be in earshot of them, right? And I've kind of kept it to myself. But then also knowing that seed or that word is extremely powerful, right? And it even taints the way that we can view our children, right? So my kids had an incident the other day, and it's like, one of them said something to the other person, and I had to correct them on that, because it's like, if you show up in this way and you're saying that you want to hold a grudge against your sibling, then it makes it so easy to not say the kind thing that needs to be said to them, or to not act in love, right? Because you're choosing intentionally saying, you're putting your words out into the atmosphere that I am going to hold a grudge against someone. And then as soon as they do something, guess what? You charge them up for it, right? Or you come at them sideways, or whatever it might be. So I said all that to say this, is that words are powerful. And so I'm just going to be quiet, and I'm going to read what James has to say in chapter 3 in the Bible, obviously, right? And so this is about taming the tongue. And he says, "My brethren, be not masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a word of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea, is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries? Even the vine, figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh." Okay, so that said a whole lot. And so when we think about our tongue being one of the smallest muscles inside of our entire body, but is one of the most powerful ones when it is left to be untamed and allowed to spit vitriol or to tear down or what have you. But if we can't get to a place where we slow down just enough to catch that thought that is meant to curse or to speak an untruth or that's full of malice or whatever it might be, catch that thought, slow down just enough so that we can switch and ask for peace to rule over our minds, to rule over our hearts, so that we can speak love, we can speak peace, we can speak joy, we can speak blessings over our seeds, over our spouse, over the mother of our child, over our parents, over our siblings, over our neighbor, our communities, our co-worker, right? When we show up in love, then it makes it that much more easier for our tongues to be tamed. And so you have been listening to A Father Heard, and I pray that this has blessed you on this morning, evening, afternoon, whenever you're listening to it. I pray that it's a blessing unto you, because you guys are a blessing to me when you take the time to listen and share, and I get to see all the folks that are listening, and sometimes I hear back from folks about how something that was said sparked something inside of them. And that's what this whole show is about, is to speak life and blessings over those that are listening. And so I appreciate you all greatly. You know, as we move into this holiday season, I wish the best over each and every one of you, however you may choose to celebrate. I wish the best for you. And so if this has been a blessing to you, do all the things. Like, share, comments, whatever it might be, whatever feels best to you, you do that. And I appreciate you, and I'll see you on the other side.